It's not a big deal. Nothing fancy. Paper, metal, ceramic, glass, beads of sweat running down the cool outside of the cup. Jesus tells his followers that the one who offers the cup and the one who accepts it are one and the same, Christ himself. Matthew has him make it more explicit toward the end of Matthew's gospel. We'll actually read that passage later in the year, probably in about November. It's Jesus' parable of the sheep and the goats, when the king, the Son of Man, decides the fate of those who have come before him, putting the righteous on one hand and the unrighteous on the other. We've come to know that story as the Last Judgment and call it by that name. We can be so puritanical in our vision that the only thing we can see in that story is judgment. But that misses the real point of the story, as far as I'm concerned. The real point is found in the context of today's reading from Matthew. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. The part about prophets and righteous people strikes me as almost a distraction from that straightforward declaration. And though he doesn't say it in this passage, Jesus declares the obverse of that as well. When we welcome someone else, we are welcoming Christ. Back to that sheep and goat story. Jesus makes it explicit. Just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Or failed to do it. And there's the whole of the gospel, distilled into a cup of cold water. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Mark and Luke also include that great commandment, the summary of the law in their gospels. And loving yourself is not some namby-pamby New Age sentiment. It's God's commandment to all of us, meant to ensure that we value and honor Christ within ourselves, as well as within those around us. In these stressful times, it is as difficult as it has ever been to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace among all people, to respect the dignity of every human being. Now, I know, here we are at that baptismal covenant business again. But it's persistent, and it will not leave us alone, especially if we want to identify only with the peaceful protesters or only with the police officers trying to maintain the peace. But the fact is that all persons and every human being include the aggressive protesters and the abusive police as well. As long as we are able to exclude those who disagree with us or anger us, we are not fulfilling the promises we made at baptism. Today's first hymn shows us and stays with us as only an Irish melody can, that the Lord is present with us at every moment, from daybreak to lights out, and in every activity, from crawling out of bed to working to sleep, from the Big Bang to the pandemic and the November elections. The Lord is there, here, with us, offering hope, joy, trust, bliss, eagerness, strength, kindness, grace, love, gentleness, contentment, comfort, and peace. The sequence hymn does the same thing for space that the first hymn did for time, urging us to mindfulness of God's presence in all places, crowded streets, protests, hovels of the poor, mountainsides, cities, all the world. This gospel, these hymns, serve to tell us that God is actively present in every time and place we can imagine and cannot imagine. In the dark and troubling recesses of our hearts, home to fear, greed, sadness, pain, and selfishness. That second hymn is a prayer that all the world will learn God's love. Yesterday, our nearly 18-year-old dachshund, Woody, made it clear to us that it was time for him to go. In my phone calls, in our eventual trip to the vet who euthanized him, who helped him to make that departure, there was clear proof of God's love. And it does not matter in the least what any of those people thought or believed or think or believe about God or God's love. God is bigger than our intellectual and theological constructs and ideas. Jesus tells us over and over that God's love is with us in all these times and places, and in what's offered to a stranger or received from one. All this in a cup of cold water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.